السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala that we continue with Surah Ra'ad, chapter number 13 and verse number 38. To recap yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala spoke about the non-Muslims. لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. For them there is punishment in this worldly life. وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَقْ. And the punishment in the year after is much worse. Remember, the punishment in this world is but temporary, and in the year after it is permanent. كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ. Every time the skin burns, automatically another layer will come, and the punishment will be continuous. لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ. There will be no letting down, because Almighty Allah has mentioned very clearly, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Verily Almighty Allah has cursed the non-Muslims, and this refers to all different labels and denominations. For those of them who are sane and mature, and died and passed away on any ism besides Islam, وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا. And Almighty Allah has prepared for them the blazing fire. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They will dwell and stay in that fire forever and ever. لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. No protector, no helper for them at all. Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64-65. Today we find some people, they call themselves Muslim, but they're very skeptical of these type of issues. You must remember, if you don't have complete iman and conviction in that, then you'll be joining them. So in Islam, we don't have to curry favor with any person, any politician, any government. Remember that. Our allegiance is solely, only to Almighty Allah, to Mustafa Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything else, everybody else is secondary. مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي هُوِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. The true jannat is for those who here were promised. It is promised to them who have taqwa. Why did I translate the true jannat? Sometimes people translate مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ just example, thinking is something imaginary, something that is just a fantasy. Nay, it's a reality. It is something truthful. Therefore, if you know the Arabic language, it means sifatul jannatillati. So the attribute of Jannah, not the example of Jannah, the attribute of Jannah. So we need to learn the art of translation. Tajri min tahti al-anhar, beneath those gardens of Jannah, the rivulets and the rivers are flowing. Ukulua da'imu wa zilluha. And you will find that the fruits and the trees there, all are perpetual, everlasting. The shade also everlasting. That is the final abode for the people of taqwa. And the people who died on kufr, for them their final abode is the fire and Jahannam, Allah forbid. Almighty Allah commanded Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, Innama umirtu an a'bud Allah. I am commanded that I worship Allah alone. Wala ushriku bi. And I don't ascribe anybody, anything to Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the import, the message is not for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's for you and me. La in ashirakta la yahbatan amaluk. If you commit shirk, all your actions will go down the drain, will go to waste. Is that address is to Nabi, but does it refer to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No. It refers to us, me and you. So similarly, yeah, also, that if you follow their desires, if you follow their system, economic system, political system, social system, you love it, like today majority Muslims, they say white is right and west is the best, they suffer from the inferiority complex. Ba'da ma ja'aka min al-ilm, after this knowledge have come to you, ma laka min Allah, min waliyu wala waq, then there's none for you as a protector and to help you and save you then from punishment. So although the address is to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we say al-khitabu lin-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wal-muradu biha al-ummah. But the import and connotation and reference is to the ummah at large. Today's lesson, Surah Ar-Ra'd, chapter number 13, verse number 38, on this Mubarak blessed day of Jumu'ah. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولًا مِّن قَبَلِكَ. Wow, atifa. So in conjunction with the previous topic and subject. Wow, we can say mustanafa, a new topic, a new subject. Wow, wallahi, wow for qasam. Oh, walillahi, you make lam for qasam. So all these possibilities are there. Indeed, surely, definitely, we indeed sent rusulam min qabalik, the messengers before you. You are Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You are Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. You are Khatamul Nabiyyin wal Mursaleen. You are the final last and the seal of all the messengers and prophets. Waja'alna lahum azwajahum wa dhurriya. The mushrikeen, they said, how come Nabi alayhi salam has so many wives? At one time, the maximum wives he had were 9, and total wives are 11. And the children are 7, 6 children from Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, and 1 child from Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha, that is the son Ibrahim radiallahu anha. So Almighty Allah states, answering the people who raised the objection, before Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we send the messengers, وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً, and we made for them spouses. How many spouses? Hundreds. Remember, go to the Bible and read the story of David, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. Read the story of Solomon, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. How many 100 wives, how many 100 concubines, as they translate, we don't translate like that. We say female slaves. So, concubine is not a good translation. So, anyway, you must remember that that is in the Bible enshrined there. So in hundreds they had. Remember, the Bible speaks of all that. So why are you objecting on Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at one time maximum 9 wives, but Nabi Dawood, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasallam, hundreds of women with them. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَذُرِّيَّةً. So they had wives, they had spouses, they had progeny, they had children. So all this is part of the natural system. Islam encourages marriage. Islam condemns celibacy. Do you know what is celibacy? In the Catholic Church, if you want to become a priest, then you will see they don't get married. Then the monks and the priests, they get busy with some monkey business. Then the monks are busy with the nuns are busy with them. And the priests are busy with the small boys, pedophilia. You find the Pope has to go and apologize. The priest has to go and apologize. This is a direct result of celibacy, shaitaniyat. Remember every Nabi got married beside Nabi Yahya alayhi salatu salam. Wa hasurau wa nabiyya min as-salihin. Every Nabi had children, also Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. When he comes back, he'll get married, he will have children, then he'll pass away a natural death in Madinah Munawwara, buried next to Habibullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yes, sometimes people don't get married because, remember, of illness or some other reason. Allama Nawawi rahimahullah, one of the greatest Shafi'i scholars, never got married. He said, I don't have time to eat. He used to have one meal a day in 24 hours because he was such a prolific writer. If you know anything of fiqh Shafi'iyya, the jurisprudence of the Shafi'is, a'alam bi madhabi Shafi'iyya, the person who knows the greatest amount of the Shafi'i fiqh after Imam Shafi'i himself is Allama Nawawi rahimahullah, the author of Riyadu Salihin and so many other works. He was not only a faqih, he was a muhaddith, he was a scholar par excellence in different, you know, fields. Nevertheless, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he never got married. So we must remember that people were so busy with their mission and message and so forth. If you study Tirmidhi Sharif, you will find his one teacher, Hannad bin Sari. So he was called Rahibul Kufa, the monk of Kufa. He never got married. So you find some great, great people like that, even today, that they are so busy with their academic discussion. But for us as ordinary mortals, we must get married and should get married because there's so much fitna today. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to say, hypothetically, if 10 days is left for me to love, I still would get married with the fear of falling into some fitna and vices. That was in those days. Imagine nowadays where everywhere there is fitna. You go to the masjid, there's fitna. You go to the shop, there's fitna. You go anywhere today, there's fitna. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبَلِكَ. Indeed, we sent before you, Ya Rasul Allah, these messengers. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّا. And we made for them spouses, wives, and offspring and progeny. O Ummah, this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, now also and today between Asr and Maghrib, Isai Mustajaba, learn the dua, read the dua. Surah 25, Surah Furqan, verse 74. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين. Oh beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and such progeny and children that are the coolness of the eyes. وما كان لرسول ان ياتي بآية الا بإذن الله. How they would tell Nabi Salih alayhi salatu salam, you bring the she camel from that mountain there. Likewise, the mushrikeen, the polytheists, they would tell Nabi alayhi salatu salam, bring this sign and bring this miracle. So Almighty Allah says, wa ma kana li rasulin. It is not for any messenger, any rasul, ayyati abi ayatin, that he brings a miracle on his own accord, unilaterally, it won't happen. Illa bi idhnillah, except with the consent, permission of Almighty Allah jalla wala. So mu'jiza happens on the hands of Anbiya, that they let it happen, but it happens with the permission and command of Allah. لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٍ. Remember that for everyone there is a time, and that time has been written. So every empire, every person, every creation, the time span has been written, has been decreed. We live for 20, 50, 100 years. Britain used to say, if you study Great Britain's history, they used to say the sun does not set on British Empire. If you study the history 30, 40, 50 years ago, you will know that. And today you see Brexit took place. They're out of Europe, and remember, they stand on their own. United Kingdom, the way if you understand politics, maybe even Scotland will leave them, Northern Ireland will leave them, and then even Wales will leave them. So all this, the system of Almighty Allah, wo to fakhr karte the apne raj par, aur aaj akele ho gaya. They were so proud and arrogant of their empire, but now the empire is crumbling in front of their world. In front of their own eyes, that is the system of Almighty Allah. لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٍ وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَالٍ. For every nation there is a fixed period and a fixed time, and then they will crumble. That is Allah alone, Allahu Akbar. Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be the mightiest, the biggest, the greatest. So Allah alone. Creation, we must go up and down vicissitudes of life. Almighty Allah's knowledge, yamuhullahu ma yasha. Almighty Allah erases whatever he wants to. When that servant and slave cries to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, he or she makes sincere tawbah. We just finished Ramadan now 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks. So there was a dua you were reading, I was reading, and we should continue reading the hadith in Tirmidhi. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha states, Ya Rasulallah, if I know it is the night of Qadr, the night of majesty, the night of destiny, what should I read? Quli, say, O Aisha radiallahu anha, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, indeed you are afu. Then you have to forgive. Fa'afu anni, forgive me. Fa'afu anna, forgive us. The hadith authentic in Tirmidhi. Now I did not translate the word afu deliberately. Afu means that Almighty Allah forgives and expunges it and removes it from our book of deeds. That is the unique meaning of afuun. Allah forgives us and removes it, expunges it from our book of deeds. Ka'illam yakun, as though as we never perpetrated, committed that crime at all. At-ta'ibu min al-zambi kamalla zambala. He is from those people as though he's never committed that sin at all. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So that is the meaning. This is the meaning here. يَمُحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Almighty Allah erases, expunges, removes, وَيُثْبِتُ, and Almighty Allah lets it remain, whatever He wants to. وَإِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ, and by Him is the mother of books. What it means? He has all the records, remember. Nothing is hidden, obscure from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He knows the past, the present, the future. He knows about me and you before we were born. He knows about the tree before the tree was planted. He knows about the rain before the drops fall. That is Almighty Allah's all-embracing, all-encompassing knowledge. Wa immanu, therefore daily beg Almighty Allah for tawbah in the darkness of the night, in the brightness of the day, any time convenient. Tawbah is compulsory and first immediately. No one knows when we're going to die. No one knows when death will strike. Therefore to make tawbah and repent immediately is compulsory. Wa immanu riyannaka ba'adha alladhina iduhum. And you, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa imma nuriyannaka, and if we want to, we will show you, ya Rasulallah, ba'd alladhina idum, some of that punishment that we promised them. And Almighty Allah showed it to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one, the mushrikeen, Abu Jahal and company, so haughty, proud and arrogant. But battle of Badr came, their back was broken. 70 of them sent and dispatched to Jahannam and hellfire. 70 taken as captive. The Jews were so proud and arrogant. And we find in the 70th year of the Hijrah, during the month of Muharram, in the battle of Khaybar, they were defeated and decimated. Then we find that the Munafiqeen, the hypocrites, so they were the people also so proud and arrogant. So they also defeated because they got exposed. A whole surah, surah 63, exposed them and nothing, no place for them to hide. Then we take the Christians. They also defeated. Tabuk came in the 90 of the Hijrah. They took flight and ran away. So this is how Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shown. Na'iduhum, we promised them the punishment and we showed some of them, some of the punishment to you, Ya Rasulallah. أو نتوفينك or we will give you your demise. You won't see everything, but all this will continue. Lo and behold, it continued in time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. He fought those people who were murtad and apostates. Sayyidina Umar Farooq in his time, so many places got conquered. So we must remember that you take Sham, Biladu Sham, Syria, all those conquered during the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh. Then you go, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu's time, and then you find portions of Iran, Qazwin, from where Ibn Majah comes in that. All these areas were conquered during the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, Kabul, during the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. So all this continued. فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغِ Hence your mission and message is to propagate and convey. وَعَلَيْنَا الْحِسَابِ And we will take the reckoning. It is our function that we will then do the reckoning and we will take them to account. Therefore daily we read the dua. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. O Almighty Allah, make our hisab accountability easy, Ya Allah. Now today the enemies, they're occupying our lands. In Palestine they're occupying, in Kashmir they're occupying, in Iraq they're occupying. So all of them, sometime you find it is the Jews, like in Palestine, sometime the Hindus, like in Kashmir, sometime the Christians, like in Iraq, sometimes the Buddhists, like in Burma. So all these occupying forces. But sooner rather than later they will see that their land is shrinking less and less. Because the Muslims are sooner rather than later will become stronger and stronger. And then they will lose what they have and the Muslims will prevail. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا What don't they see? أَنَّانَاتِ الْأَرْضَ That we send our command. We come to the land. We send our command to the land, to the earth, to the sand. نَنُّقُسُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا We are decreasing it from the sides, from the periphery, from the borders. So translate as you want, meaning your land is going to shrink. Your land is going to get less and less because justice must prevail. We also don't want no favors. We want peace, but peace based on justice. You see what is happening in the land of Palestine? Now they pass the law, the Israeli Knesset. They tell the world they are the only democracy. Democracy for who? For the Jews. Anybody criticizes Israel, they can kick him out also from being an MP. So that is how they have democracy. So the Palestinians are treated like third-class citizens. And I've been there several times. So they are treated worse than what the apartheid regime treated us here in South Africa. So don't come tell us your people's stories. We know, we've been, we saw, and we will conquer, inshallah. That is Allah's system. Remember how apartheid was dismantled. So tomorrow, sometime in future, inshallah, in our lifetime, all these evil forces will also be dismantled. So, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَاتِ الْأَرْضَ نَنْقُسُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا So Allah Ta'ala is going to make their land less and less and less from the sides, periphery and corners. Wallahu yahkumu. And Allah alone passes the judgment and the verdict. No one. La mu'aqqiba li hukmi. Today the judge passes the verdict, then you go to appeal court, then you go to this court, that court, constitutional court. La mu'aqqiba li hukmi. There is none, no one can go and change that verdict of Allah. La mu'aqqiba li hukmi. Allah's verdict is final and Allah said you will be punished, you will be cursed and that is what's happening. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى You think they're united, but their hearts are totally fragmented and broken to pieces. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ That is because they got no common sense. وَهُوَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ Almighty Allah is swift in reckoning. Quick, quick. Today, our lousy computers, our lousy gadgets, they can count so quickly. All this man-made. So what do you think of Allah, Allah's angels and so forth? وَقَدَ مَكَرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ And indeed, the enemies of Islam and Muslims, they already plotted and planned before them, before Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahabas. فَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا But the scheming, the final plan, everything solely, only by Almighty Allah. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ They want to distort the image of Islam. But lo and behold, more and more people from their own families embrace Islam. يَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُ كُلُّ نَفْسِ He, Allah alone, knows what every human being is earning. The good we do, the evil we do, in the darkness of the night, when we alone what we do, everything is known to Allah. The porn the husband is watching, and the affair the wife is having, the affair the husband is having. Who is going to the escort agencies? Who is chatting with the prostitute and the street lady? Everything is known to Almighty Allah. يَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ وَسَيَعْلَمُ الْكُفَّارِ Soon the non-Muslims, kuffar, the plural non-Muslims, soon they will come to know. لِمَنْ أُقْبَ الدَّارِ For who is the final abode? And whose abode is excellent? The Muslims. And whose abode is the Nar, Jahannam. So that is the fire. Then they'll come to know. Then they will cry, they will weep, they will sob, but to no avail. Kalla, nay, inna kalimatun wa qailuha. This is just words that you are, rhetoric, you know, just repeating. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا And the non-Muslims, they address Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this. They say, لَسْتَ مُرْسَلَى You are not a messenger. You are not selected by Allah. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. قُلْ Tell them, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ Allah is sufficient for me as a witness between me and you. Allah selected me. Allah, you know, Allah, I believe in Allah. I place my trust in Allah. Allah is my witness and that is sufficient. كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ And he, Allah, by him alone, ilmu al-kitab is the knowledge of all the books and scriptures. Kitab singular, so Quran Sharif. Kitab singular, lawh-e mahfuz, the sacred tablet. Kitab in the meaning of kutub, so all the divine books and scriptures, because all came from Almighty Allah, so Almighty Allah knows everything, past, present and future. We bow down our head and say, Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu, Ya Allah, with your mercy, with your grace, Ya Allah, Surah Ra, chapter 13 has reached its conclusion, and inshallah, on Monday we will start Surah Ibrahim, inshallah. May Almighty Allah make it a sadaqah jariyah for our beloved parents, our siblings, our families, my wife, and our teachers and mashayikh, and the entire ummah of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana, anilhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.